We'll start from verse 31. The book of John, chapter 8, verse 31. The Bible reads, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Amen. We can take our seats. All right. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, saints. I'm happy to be here after a long time. Amen. And also in great anticipation for the convention that is coming up. So I just want to encourage you from the scriptures, from things that we already know, probably scriptures that we already know as well. Yes, but I believe every time when the word is given to us, it comes in as something fresh. It comes in as fresh manna. I believe out of the so many words that are spoken, so many examples given, there will be just one point that may resonate well with you. There may be a point that will meet you at a point of need. So I encourage you to listen with ears, spiritual ears. So I want to encourage you on a subject that I'll call consistency. So after doing a few researches, after doing a bit of a research on the same thought, I was able to come to find three definitions of the word consistency. The first one is, in simple terms, it's doing things in the same way every time. So when you do things the same way every time, it means you are consistent. You are showing consistency. The second definition is being steady and reliable in your actions and words. In your being steady and reliable in your actions and words. The third definition, being predictable and defendable. That is what it means to be consistent. Amen? So the Lord Jesus Christ is giving us one qualification of being a disciple. This qualification is, he didn't say, if you receive my words, or if you just do my words, but he said, if you continue in my word. It's the same example we can give to marriage. You know, it is very difficult to have a new person, let's say a convert who's gotten baptized or who's received the word of God. Maybe has received the word of God today on a Sunday and has expressed a lot of zeal and excitement. Then on Tuesday, that believer says, the Lord has spoken to me. I have found a sister in the church I want to marry. It will be very difficult for the church leadership to say amen to that. Amen. Unless really God himself speaks. Why? Because there is something we want to see. There is a consistency in the life of that person. I think when you go out in the mission fields, in the outposts, you meet some of these challenges. When people receive the word of God, they're excited because you find that they've come from a background where maybe they've been married 6 times or 8 times. Yeah, because that's a common trend actually in the villages now. It's a sad scenario actually. But it's not just villages, even in town. Someone will come to church a few days, then they'll tell you they found someone they want to marry. So you tell them, no, it can't be. Yes, you need to marry, but look, we don't know each other. I don't know you, you don't know me. Yes, we've received the word, but we need to give it time. Amen. Because when you do that, there is something we want to see. Amen. I think the pastor gives examples of products that we buy, genuine products and fake products. So sometimes genuine products and fake products, they are very close. It's very difficult to differentiate them. But we want to see, give it time. Give it time to see the consistency in quality. Is it going to be there? So time is what will tell. So consistency, brothers and sisters, is very important. Because salvation, it is something that's forever. That is sealed forever. If someone is a child of God, you are a child of God through and through. I'm not saying you won't have some rough patches. You will. If you look at the road, that is, if we talk about the way going to Chipata, Eastern Province, we are not referring to a tarmac. Because if we refer to a tarmac, you'll be deceived. Because the way that goes to the Eastern Province, you will find maybe at one point the tarmac is not there. Or it was destroyed, so they are trying to build the road. They've made a diversion. But that doesn't mean the way is not there. The way to the Eastern Province, it's there. But there are places where it's rough, some places it's smooth, some places it's new, some places it's destroyed, but it's still, it's the way going to the Eastern Province. So it would be foolish for one to say, I can't go to Chipata, I'm stopping, because look, this road here, it's bumpy, it's got potholes, so I'm going back. This is not a road to Chipata. Let us look at 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin, because he is born of God. So when the Bible is talking about sin, what is it talking about? It doesn't mean you won't make an error. No, but it is talking about even when you make an error or something wrong that you've done, you quickly correct that. Because you know you are not supposed to do that. It's very different with People who come to Christianity with hidden agendas. There are people who believe the message with hidden agendas. Those are the ones which create problems, because when they do something that is wrong, they feel nothing about it. As long as they are not caught. But when you're a child of God and you've done something wrong, because you know that your salvation is supposed to be consistent, you will correct that thing. You will have sleepless nights with that thing. You have food in the house. You have money. You have qualifications. Why are you failing to sleep? Why are you not at peace? You haven't quarreled with any person. You are at peace with everyone. In fact, people like you as a very good man. Why are you not at peace? Because you know that there's a strange substance, something which you are not made of. So when you go down the road that is wrong, there's that conscience that rings, that tells you that this is not who you are. And your soul will yearn to come out of the mud hole. So that is where you have to be careful, because that's where the devil comes in to play a trick on you. He will use your conscience to tell you that you are done. He'll tell you, you've sinned, you are not a Christian, you are not a believer. You don't believe the message. But that is not true. Amen. Because you are in a road and you've hit a rough patch. So what is important, it is to correct. If you are driving an on-road car, an on-road car is the opposite of off-road, isn't it? These vehicles to my cars, which are meant to move in the tarmac. When you are going to Chipata and you reach that part which is rough, you don't take your car back. Can you imagine? You've driven all the way, you've reached Luangwa, then you say, this road, no, I'm going back. No, you don't do it. You drive slowly. You take your time to pass through the rough patch. Correct, take your time. When something wrong has happened, humble yourself. When someone condemns you, you've done this, and you feel shy, you feel ashamed, you feel condemned, humble yourself. That is where the devil will come in. Kulinjinga, there are these bicycles, my ego, you know. So when you're passing through that rough patch, do you know what will happen? Someone who's riding the ego will be passing and laughing. Moto kataichira, isn't it? Because he knows that there you can't go fast. So the devil will be telling you, have you seen? Hey, have you seen? He did this, he did that, he did this. Because you are at the rough patch, but you know that despite this that has happened to me, I want to go to Chipata. This is the road. The map is clear. This is the road going to Chipata. So I want to go to Chipata, but the road is bad. Amen. If it is very bad, you humble yourself. If you are wearing a jacket and a suit, you roll it up, look around for those boys who fix the road na mashavel to say, this is too high, my car, this pothole is too deep, my car can't pass here. So let's, those with bicycles, they'll be laughing at you. Hey, you've seen, Even as those women working with children, they'll be laughing at you. So the devil will keep you down. But remember, you're a child of God. There's consistency in our lives. No matter the rough patches that we may go through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when the road is fixed, when the road is clear, that is where you tell Satan, wait and see. Amen. You are going to bypass him like that. The one with the ego won't even see. Amen. Because your vehicle has now come out of the rough patch. The Bible says, Samson, he killed the Philistines, he killed this number. But when he went through that rough patch, I think the way they've dramatized, those of you who've watched the movie where there's Samson, they tied him here, he's blind, he can't see, they're dragging him like this. Even to very short people, they were mocking him, tormenting him. Even women, ha 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 ha, laughing at Samson. But the Bible says he had to get hold of those two pillars. Amen. So he said, Lord, strengthen me once more. Amen. Bible says Samson killed more of the Philistines in his death than in his life. Amen. Because after you've reached that rough patch, you wasted your time. You were supposed to be in Chipata at 14 hours. 2 hours you were trying to fix that road for your vehicle to pass. It means when you hit the road, those of you who've never been to Chipata, you should see how nice that road is. Actually, it's better to first drive Funokoipa here, the Lusaka side. You drive, you get used. Then when you get to the Chipata road, you see. Amen.
Amen.
It means you will add more fire on the road now. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 10, verse 27. The Lord Jesus was saying about his children. We are talking about being consistent in who we are, because we've received a message that is a message for life. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Then we go down, 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand, and I and my Father are one. Amen. You are children of God, nothing can pluck you out of his hand. Because we are on a journey to the road to heaven, to see the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been redeemed from this life. We are not part of the world. We are not a people of this world. Amen. We are called out of this, and the Lord knows. He knows us. He knows our stance. He knows who we are. That is how he saved us. But now, there is one thing that we have to look at. I like Brother Branham would talk, if you've listened to his message so many times, he has talked about sin, he has talked about iniquity and all that. There's a book, I think Brother Gunn wrote, Forgotten, where he was talking about the sin of Adam. He was trying to define sin. Amen. And he defined sin as missing a mark. Amen. The Bible says Adam sinned. Adam and Eve, they sinned. But if you read in the New Testament, Paul was saying Adam was not in sin but Eve. How come? So there we have to understand what real sin is. So I looked around for the definition of the word iniquity. So iniquity is rebellion against God. That's iniquity. It involves a deliberate choice to to disobey and disregard God's command. That is what iniquity is. Now, children of God, don't commit iniquity. You don't commit premeditated sin. You don't. You don't sit down to scheme. You plan, you scheme, you devise ways to do something wrong. No, you don't. Matthew chapter 23, verse 28. Matthew chapter 23 and 28. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. These were the Pharisees. Amen. Pharisees were not interested in the truth. They were not interested in righteousness. Right? The Pharisees were interested in the monies they had, the honor they had, the recognition they had. So that is why Jesus was a threat to them. Jesus was not on the same team. Can you imagine being on the same team? You are playing same team. Your friend scores, then you're upset. It means, are you really part of the goal, or you are part of fulfilling your ego, or you are there to get your own interest? Amen. So Pharisees did not care. Even when a notable miracle was committed, there was a part where they said, yes, indeed, we can't deny this is a miracle. Amen. That is iniquity. Amen. But children of God don't do that. If you've done something wrong and you've been revealed, you don't say, ah, mwani guli sana imulu. Mwani ulula. Mwani vesa mawan pawantu. You've made me, you've embarrassed me, you've made me sure, you've made me feel bad. I mean, you brought me to shame. When it is revealed, you cry, you say, Lord, have mercy on me, help me. When something wrong happens, you say, Lord, help me. When the pastor is preaching and he stabs on that sin, you let it bleed. It's painful. The truth is painful. But you let it bleed. You say, it's true. I do this thing. Lord, help me to walk in righteousness, to walk in holiness. What the pastor has said, it is true. Since I will not go to that church. Oh. The way those people, they embarrass, they talk about you, they embarrass you, they talk about this, they talk about dressing, they talk about what? I will not go there. I didn't know actually that's what they believe. That shows what is inside of you. But if you are a seed and you are a child of God, when the word is gone and it has stabbed you on the soul, Lord, it's painful, but it is true. Help me. Because I want to be like Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we are all here to be like the Lord Jesus, isn't it? We are all here to be perfected. We are all here to be complete. We are all here to reach maturity. We are all here to reach a stage of perfection. We are here to reach a stage of holiness. So when the word is coming as a package, we have to receive it. If there's someone who has started nutrition and they measure you, they give you food on a plate. Those who've done nutrition, they say we need balanced diet. When you're at this age, you need a lot of this. There's protein, there's vitamins, there's minerals, there are all these things. So when that package is brought on a plate, you don't just choose. You take everything. Our friends in the denominations, they don't do that. When the plate is presented, there is shima. You know, I've taught people in Chatama. I said, you people, forgive me. But the shema that you are eating here, it is not shema, it's not. Very white. They remove all those nutrition, the nutrients, they remove the bran, that you know, when you look at the maize seed, they just leave that white thing. That thing, it has nothing. Amen. So, in the Eastern province, what they do, someone will get a bag of maize full of nutrition, which God has put, takes it to the hammer mill. They remove that shell outside the maize, even that thing or that pointed part on the grain. You know, that thing has nutrition, huh? They remove that. They make maize bran or gaga. And then, you know what they do? They carry the maize bran, the gaga. They are going to give it to their pig. Then they are eating that. So I've said, you know that your pig eats better than you? Because this, God knew why he designed that. You need roughage. Ah, no. Vimgaiwa. Ah, no. This, as we eat breakfast, white. Irimbe, monga angero. You see, but it is not true. It is not true. Amen?
Amen?
Because you need that thing which is rough, that whole crust, that's what will give you life. Amen? Yes, it is rough in the mouth, it sounds rough. When you are cooking, it has to be on the fire a bit longer than that white. Now, to make matters worse, do you know what others do? They get, after they make, they make it like sump, right? They remove all those. They put it in water for 3 days. Then it ferments. The little nutrition remains there, it dies. At we want tifuna yam tete, kayo tifuna yo tere rabuino. Then after they do that, they dry it on the sun, they take it to the hamami. They get nothing out of it. Amen. So there's this brother. One thing I used to tell them, you people, believe me, if you eat this, it's better. So this brother, it was during the other season when it was very difficult. It was time of hunger. People were suffering. So he took the very last bag. He took it to the hammer mill there. After taking it there, so it was little. And then the guy himself, the one at the hammer, says, but you know what, human? This thing was Gaisan Tabim Gayo. You get nothing. It would be very little, the maize you get. So just make it roller mill. So he said, roller mill. He says, just. So he did roller mill. So when he went home, his wife was upset. Why have you brought this stuff? You know we don't eat this. And then what happened was, they said, okay, because, you know, they told me if we made breakfast, we would have gotten very little meat in me. So, well, they settled. And this wife, the sister, was actually breastfeeding, you know. But after they started cooking that shima, she started telling the husband, you know what? There's a difference. I eat this porridge, even my milk, I have enough milk for the baby compared to the white one. Yeah. Amen. So that brother up to today says that was the end. Brother, your words, we've agreed. We don't do breakfast in our house. Amen. So nutrition has the word of God. It comes with nutrition. It will build us up. Sometimes it will inject us, but it is still the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
But do you know what these people do in charismatic and Pentecostal? You serve them a meal, there are vegetables, there is shima, there is soup. You put a cake, they'll just get a cake and leave everything else. And then they starve themselves. Amen. But when you get the word of God in its totality, it is not there, because the real word of God is not there to excite us, to make us feel very good, to make us feel promoted, to make us feel higher or better. The real word of God, it is going to balance us. Amen. Because you see, today you may be promoted, you've done something good, the word encourages you, you are on top of your voice. Through the week, you find yourself in something wrong. You've done something wrong. When you come on Sunday, if it's really the word of God in front, It won't promote you. It will hit you right on the spot. Now, our pastor is talking about me. That's what you think. Or who has told him about that thing? Maybe someone told him. No. Because the word of God, when it comes as a full package. You need to eat everything on the plate. Amen. When we eat the vegetables, those that we don't like, we have to eat them. Then those sweet things, the cake and these things come secondary. The main thing is the main meal. You eat and finish it. You will be a complete Christian. That is why when you bring a Pentecostal here, one sister in the message, you put her there, 40 Pentecostal women, it won't balance. She'll still be outweighing them. Amen. When you go into your office, they feel uncomfortable. You haven't said anything, just greeting them. Your presence speaks to them. It tells them that there is a nutrition that is lacking. But the devil is cunning. They'll laugh at you. Ah, so much time of fashion. They don't do this. But deep down their heart, they know that you have the real deal. Why? Because you have a full meal. You are healthy. You are balanced. When COVID comes, COVID comes, you are balanced. You will fight it. When temptations come, you will fight them. Why? Because your body is immune. It has a balanced meal. Now the one who just eats a cake, they have no vitamins. How are they going to grow? They have no proteins. How are they going to grow? They won't grow. They'll be stagnant. They'll be in the same things. That is why when you bring a Pentecostal, a worldly man, a Pentecostal man, Votani, who is a church person here, you sweat. You won't see a difference. When there's a style, you cut your hair here, you leave Vindevu, and what is, you see the same, isn't it? You know, there's this fashion, I think it's running out. Where sometimes you have a bald head, then you just leave a lot of beard. Huh? So, a churchman, a worldly man, same. There was one time I went to a wedding. I was surprised when I went to this wedding. I saw people, they were wearing a trousers, but it was tight here. Okay? And then, then you know what I saw? It was not touching the shoe, it was up to somewhere here. And then, they had no socks. So I said, I think maybe when they were choosing on the lineup, they delayed, they didn't measure these. So, they said, no, it is a style. You wear a tight trousers and no socks. Amen. So, every wind that comes about, because you are not healthy, you are shaken to and fro. Amen. But when you are someone who has got weight and you have a balanced diet, when people come to see you after 8 years, you're still doing church. Wow. You started church when you're like this. You mean you're still praying like that? Why? Because you are consistent, you know who you are. Amen. Even the devil won't shake you around because you know who you are. I'm not saying troubles won't come. I'm not saying temptations won't come. But deep down, Satan can't bring you down. Because if Satan brings you down, it means he has brought down the word. Amen. Now, the word can never be brought down. So, if you have the word in you, Satan won't bring you down. Yes, your human nature will fail you. But he won't bring you down. Yes, a child of God can make a mistake. But Romans chapter 2, verse 4, what does it tell us? Romans chapter 2, verse despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness, so can you imagine? The ability to repent, it's the goodness of God that leads you to that. Amen. Now, Satan is smart. He knows you have a conscience, Brother Tenson, it's sometimes we say conscience. Conscience, the sense that tells you this is right or wrong. Okay, this is a boy at home. I don't know what happened. The mother left a 20 kwacha. Then he decided to get it and use it. So that was a 20 kwacha. Where is it? We don't know. Anyway, the mother forgets. Then the child realizes, I stole that 20 kwacha. And before I just tell my mother, I know the slap will come here. Before I even finish telling her, it's me who's gotten the 20 kwacha, I bought a sweet. So the devil says, that slap is coming, just be quiet. Amen. But if you're a child of God, you want to sleep. The conscience will trouble you. You come, mommy, you cry. Lord, I'm scared. My mother will slap me. She will whip me. But I've done it wrong. I've done something wrong. Help me. The Bible says, a broken heart, a contrite spirit, God won't despise it. Amen.
Amen.
You go and say, Mom, I am so sorry I've sinned. I am the one who stole that. Amen. No matter the consequences. Amen. When you confess, even if your mom is upset, what kind of a child are you? Hey, what kind? As long as you've confessed to God, you have not done it. To God, you have not done it. But the devil knows you have a conscience. When you see a 20 kwacha, you stole. You said you're a believer, but you remember you stole a 20 kwacha. You repented already. Yeah, I stole. Then you go again, Lord, I stole a 20 kwacha. Forgive me for that. That's the devil messing around with you. Amen. I like, there was one time the pastor preached. He said, when you do something wrong, when you say you repent, it's your God's forgiveness is not based on how you feel, your feeling, or your mood. It is settled. If it has come from your heart, it's settled. Amen. Then we move on now. Can you imagine that man who's driving to Chipata? You know what happened? After messing around, he was dirty trying to fix that road, right? Then he has now reached where there's a good road. Then he starts saying, but the road was bad there. Look, I wasted time. He's now wasting time. He even parks. He says, look, first we have to use the shovel to bring it. Look, I started off in good time. Now I'm here. Do you know that is the... He's wasting time. Amen. Because now we have an open road. Those of you who've not been to Chipata, let me tell you. That road, it is so nice. They even tell you, Apa, 120. Mulusaka here, I've never seen 120 in Lusaka here. Where can you drive? But Chipata, you can drive 100. I couldn't believe my eyes. So I said, I can't. Amen. That is the license to fly, isn't it? If you want to feel your car flying, it's there. If you hit a pedestrian, first in court, they'll say, how was he driving? He was driving at 120. People in Lusaka here, you see, over speed. What is the sign saying? 120. But what about this child? Where did this child come from? Because this is a highway, isn't it? Because if it's places where there are people, if you drive that road, places where there are people, they'll put humps. Then they'll reduce, okay, 80, 60, 40, even 20 Ks, isn't it? But the road is clear, 120. Unless your vehicle is a chimbayambaya, no problem. Take your time, isn't it? Those of us who've driven hot cars, we know what we are talking about, isn't it? When it's hot, you can't overdrive that vehicle. It's a boiler, isn't it? But if the vehicle is in shape, amen? I mean, look, the wheels are new, brakes are intact, engine is new, serviced, everything in place, isn't it? You have repented, you are a child of God, you followed His word, you are going to do God's work, you are in the place where He's called you. It's an open road. Amen. 10 kilometers, but that side we drive. Which 10 kilometers? Forget about that side. This is not that side. This is this side. Isn't it? So, what is in the past is in the past. But some people, they live all their lives, they live in the past. They'll come to church. Pastor, how are you? Very nice. They are smiling, but inside they are dead. I wish I can be like the pastor. The first day, it's an open road. Amen. Peter was to be blamed. He did something wrong. If you read Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. Galatians chapter 2. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him up to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before the Satan came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. 13. And when the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas was also carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly, according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? So I'll just leave it there. Peter did something wrong, isn't it? But that matter was corrected. Peter corrected that. It ended there, isn't it? If Paul said, you know, Peter, Peter thinks he was a disciple of Jesus, but look, I've managed, I found something here. That is something else. Amen. That is crossing the line. Yes, your brother has done something wrong or bad to you. If you've corrected it, shaken hands, we move on. Isn't it? If they do another wrong, don't bring that one. That one didn't happen. Isn't it? Deal with the current one. That's how it moves. We move, correct, move on. Because the church is on the move, isn't it? Amen. Yes. Proverbs 24 tells us about the bumps that a believer will go through. Proverbs 24:16. Proverbs 24, verse 16. For a just man, this is not an evil man, a weak man, a hypocritical man, a just man. Someone who is perfect, someone who is holy. But what is happening to this just man? Falleth. A just man falling. 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. A righteous man falls 7 times. You've done something wrong. What kind of a Christian are you, eh? You've done something wrong. Hey, that day you did something wrong. Hey, that day you did something. Yes, the Bible says that can happen, but the key is, what do you do afterwards? How are you sorting out that? But a sinner, when he finds a sinful habit, to them it's an opportunity. Amen. Even when they stop coming to church, they don't even feel anything. It was just one of those things, you know, it was. Amen. But for a child of God, it's not like that. Because a child of God has no pleasure in wickedness. There's one point I like the pastor. He mentions, he says, when the devil speaks even something good, it is wickedness. But when God speaks even something that is hard, it is love. When I first became a Christian, before I even came to the message, like when I was coming to the spiritual Christianity, you know, when I became a Pentecostal, there are certain things I would read in the Bible. They were very hard to understand. But you know what? There was still a spirit telling me this is the word of God. But you read certain scriptures to your mind, they just don't make sense. They don't make sense. But to your spirit, they were making sense. The anti-message doesn't make sense. In the era of human rights, gender, what? Can you imagine you start telling women, you can't preach? Ah, what do you mean? We are all good. You're telling a woman can't preach. You're telling... But when you hear that, it's a new thing to your ears. But there's something it does to your soul. It's like something has been opened up in your spirit. Like you've been removed from a prison bar. 1 Corinthians 14:34. So you can't do this. So a woman can't cut the hair. A woman can't do this. To the world, that is a strange gospel. To a world, it's a loveless gospel. But that is love. Kuchech Kwan, your church, there's no love in your church. You oppress women, they are oppressed. Just say, I feel sorry for you. Amen. Because if you see these women, they are among the happiest women in the world. Now, those who are like this, trying to, they can't sleep to see how they look like. But that is not life. Amen. That is not life. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 11. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. The devil transforms himself into an angel of light. He uses religion. Religion that looks good. Talks about prosperity. But underneath it is death. There is no life. A wolf in sheep's clothing. Mumbulu. Fiampanga. It can never be a sheep. Even if they've caught it. They say, okay, we'll forgive you for what you did, but now be like a sheep. It can't. Because it is a wolf by nature. Amen. So children of perdition, they're there in the religious world. They're there in the secular world. Now, in the religious world, if you read 1 John chapter 2, look what it says, 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. 1 John 2, 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Amen. So consistency is an indication of who you are. Amen. If someone cuts the journey through, if someone cuts, decides to cut the journey. I was giving you an example of the man going to Chipata on an on-road road vehicle. For to tell you the truth, if after he has passed, he has crossed that difficult path and decides to go back, it means there is just something else of interest that has come in his mind. He is not really purposing to go where he was going. So sometimes he may give an excuse to say, after all, if they ask me, after traveling all that, I'll tell them the road is very bad for my vehicle. What? Even when there was an opportunity to correct that. Amen. So children of God will always seek to follow the light. Because a human being, when a human being wants something, you can never stop them. Amen. And then when a human being doesn't want something, you can't force them. Amen. That is the power of the will. Amen. But as children of God, there should be a will in your heart to pursue righteousness and holiness. Pursue a life of Christ. Not a life of ambition above the life of Christ. I think it would be a good thing for all of us ultimately to say, when God has given me enough resources, I should be in the missions. I should contribute to the cause of the gospel. Because brothers and sisters, I can tell you, there is a special blessing when you are in the missions. Amen. Because I've seen it myself, I've experienced it. I think I've shared some of the testimonies. When you go out and you do the work of the Lord, there's a great blessing. Just to share maybe a testimony or so, I think I may have written it in the group. I think the last mission we did with the brothers, we went to Mtenguleni, the place where I come from. That actually our village, the actual village, our village. And now you see, that program, I did not actually think, I had not originally thought things would work out the way they have done. Amen. Because there's this man, this brother, the one I just we baptized in Chatama, but he's from Malawi. So it's been about 2 years ago. This man, I took him to the farm because he was desperate. He had nowhere to go. So I took him there. And you know what surprised me was, we were just talking, just a simple talk. Because I was worried to say, this brother, he has no fellowship, nowhere to go. Can you imagine? Every Sunday, they tried to, you know, my family, they are Pentecostals. They tried to take him to their church. So he was telling me, says, he calls me Abusa. Abusa, he was describing what he saw there. So he says, it's better. I told him, you just be here. Sunday fellowship here. He says, no, it's true. I will not go back there. So now I was worried. I said, look, all the time I'm fellowshipping with the brothers, but that man stays, no fellowship. So what I'll do is, when I visit the farm, Mtenguleni, I ensure that we have services in the morning and in the night. Amen. Whatever I can offload to him, I'll offload. Amen. Then we will have time. If we go to the garden to do some work, I'll get a Sunday preaching. I'll put it there. Then he starts listening. Okay? And he gets excited as if he's also in the service. Even you are playing a recording, even shouts, "Amen!" He's listening. So I realized that was helping him. And then I told,
So he was telling me, yeah, kama busa, muzi wanu nuonunge, kawantu, karibu ya chipongwe, even bad behavior. So I told him, I said, you know, but you can start by encouraging them about the word of God. Then if there's someone who needs prayers, we can come, maybe one of the days I pray for those. So him, he now took it to another level. Amen. He started telling them, kuri msogole eri muntu wa Mulungu kapolo akabwera azakupempererani azadalisa mavuto yose mlina. He was telling a lot of people about that. So now I didn't know. So he told me, I talked to those people, so they said we can go and see, you can go and see them. So I thought it was just a simple arrangement, because he had already made the dose. Amen. So I actually went casually, only to find people were seated, people were prepared. I said, oh my God. Amen. This is taking it very seriously. So now, you know, it's a village where you grew up, people know you, your father, what, and then they hear. So I was worried. I said, why is he advertising me to say, so abusa, mfamurungu, alugwela. So then I thought they see that it is, this is the one you're saying is the. So I was worried of that, you know. So when we went to the first house, it was a wonderful time. We sang and then we heard the word of God. Then he says, no, there's another family. So I was saying, I need to call Brother Banda here to help me out. Amen. So Brother Banda, I said, Brother Banda, we are going to Mtenguleni that week. We have to prepare because there's work there. So when we went, when the time was coming close, but I didn't have, you know, it's expensive. Moving from that side, one person to go in town is about 120 now. So I didn't have enough money. And then I had the boys, because the boys, I mean, I couldn't leave them. So now I did my mathematics calculations. Yeah, the money I had was not enough. What do I do now? So I said, I had battles in the night. I said, that's it. I'm telling Brother Banda that he'll go next time. I'll just go with the boys. So when the morning came, we were having a service. I think it was the midweek service or so. After we prayed, Brother Banda was even announcing, says, so, mpitiriza zibale utipemperera, ambuye, kulinchito yao kuja kumtenguleni, ajosifata konzekera, then he announces all those things. So now I said, what do I do? The man is, I wanted to tell him that, brother, this is cancelled. It's not going to happen. But I said, no, my spirit says, no, we can't let this. So we just had time in prayer. Amen. So there's someone who owed me some money. So he told me, I'll send you something on Saturday. So on Saturday, the amount I was expecting is what I had in mind. But surprisingly, in the evening, he sent me double of what I was expecting. Amen. And we were able to go to Mtenguleni, and we were able to have the meetings. We prepared, Brother, we get there, we had prayers, we prayed, we were preparing that tomorrow we are visiting, we are going to have prayers. Amen. So the arrangement we made with the family there, we found that early in the morning, that man was, we sent the children to buy some sugar in the village. Then he told them, he says, those people who are coming for prayers, they should not come. Tell them it is cancelled, they shouldn't come. My wife has gone to town and I'm also going out. And then the boys saw him, he was going to drink. So when we were ready, that's the news we received. And Brother Josephat was very discouraged. He said, because look, I had made this arrangement. I thought that, these people, it will look like I just wasted your time, the money you used. So Brother Banda told him, he said, no, brother, there is no coincidence. God is going to lead us. If we are going for one person, how about Jehovah's Witnesses? Do they announce that they are going for outreach? We'll just visit any village, any house we can visit. But in my mind, I had still wanted to, that grouping we had organized. But so when we went there, so in my heart, I thought maybe we'll still find people. The whole compound was locked. There was no one. So the second option was a certain girl, my niece. Now, she's the kind of woman who, you see, she got married 6 times. There's a new husband. I said, I didn't want to go to such a place. Amen. But believers, God doesn't work like that. Amen. That was the last home I wanted to go to. So now I was racing. I said, at least we had made arrangement at that house. Now, how do we go to this house? It's difficult. Where do I start from? I didn't even tell her. I mean, at least if we had announced and told her, given her a hint, she was not expecting us. So, as we were walking with Brother Banda, we were with Susiso. No, that first day, Susiso, I think, had remained. We were with Brother Banda and the same Brother Joshua. I was with my guitar, so we were walking. So I said, now, how do we start? I tell her that we want to do prayers, call people to come. Where will I start from? I was feeling discouraged. Then, as we were walking, the way God works, there were about 4 girls around this age, like the Simkoko sisters. These girls were singing songs. They were singing on top of their voices. As they were singing, what happened was, it really touched me. So a thought came in my mind. I quickly turned, and they were very joyous, the girls. Then I said, oh, sisters, how many bunch of my sisters? God bless you, my sisters. So, you know, Pano, I was praying in Atambuye. We are going for prayers, but Tiribena Oyim, but we have no one to sing for us. But he has brought you to sing. So let us go for singing. Straight away, the girls agreed. Amen. Yeah. And we started singing. I'm telling you, the girls, I think it was not the girls, it was just God who worked through those children. They were singing my guitar. I couldn't even hear it strum. They went so high, but they were not singing off key, no. The whole village, all the children now came. Wow. When the children came, so I kept on strumming. I was still seeing children. And then that girl, my niece, she just found an entourage coming to her house. Wow. We just said, I'm making a gift. Tabwera, darisa nyumba, tabwera kuma pempe. Okay, Marume, Kalan, sit here. I said, okay, zikom. We started strumming. Then, now, thoughts. You know when you go in the out, you know the devil is very active when you go in the outpost. Don't expect you come in the ways that you think. Thoughts started coming in my mind. You didn't prepare for this one. And look, it's just children who are here. How are you going to, where will you start from? What will you tell them? So I said, okay, this time now, we are all going to pray. Whether we are outside, forget, this is not Pamake gift. This is not Mike gift's house. This is God's house. Amen. And these are not children. These are our sisters. They are singing with us. We started praying. Amen.
Amen.
We started shouting. The devil was telling me, Nipanja panu. That's when I shouted the more. That's when I screamed the more. Then I said, in this village, all the witches which are here that torment people, what today they'll be destroyed. The children were excited. Then I knew that, no, this is God speaking. Amen. We were praying. We went high on top of the voices. When we strummed the guitar, oh my goodness, a woman started coming from there. A woman. They sat. Then even old women, they were also coming. Amen. So I didn't even know. Even the headman, but he was drunk. So the headman was seated behind. I didn't see him. He was just seated in a madala behind. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We prayed, we sang, we rejoiced. Amen. Then we said, those who need prayers. The first woman who came, she just opened up. She says, please pray for me. My life is not good. I had a miscarriage because I've been promiscuous, going out with men. I know what I did is a sin. I don't want that. Help me. Amen.
Amen.
We prayed for that lady. Amen. So many, we had about 8 or so people coming for prayers. Amen. Then, after that meeting now, I said, we can stop. The children said, no, don't stop. Even the women were saying, Brother Band, Osaleka, don't stop. I said, okay, let's continue. Continued. Amen.
Amen.
Then when we stopped the following day, the women, when they were fetching water on the well, when they saw a PD coming to fetch water, that those are the songs they were singing. They were rejoicing. So he said, okay, tomorrow we are coming again. Amen. So immediately the brother Bando saying, brother, kunukufunika vida, volizira nyimbo, like this even. We need those speakers. Amen. So we are now believing God for these speakers. There are those which you can carry, where maybe you connect an instrument. We are believing God for keyboard. We are believing him for outdoor speakers. We are believing God for lighting. Amen. Because that is where the life is. The life is out in the mission. Amen. For me, I thank God for the grace. I didn't know. I was someone who was very scared of such things. But I think it's just God's grace that has kept me in the Eastern Province. Amen.
Amen.
So in the missions, believers, there is life. I'm telling you, if you hear there's a crusade, don't miss it. Be a part of it. The experience is overwhelming.
Amen.
Amen. So we are praying, and we are believing God. I believe the pastor is working out a program. We want to have a crusade there. Amen. And then a church will be born. Amen. When a church is born, it's amazing. Amen. It's amazing what God is doing to Chatama, the way those brothers have become very strong in prayers and in fastings. I think on Sunday I shared a sharing. That was the first preaching that Brother Swenyizan had to share. Amen. So it was a blessing. We were blessed. I also tried to share it in the group. If you haven't listened to it, try to listen to it. Amen. So I believe we still have the ground, the field is still ripe. So many people, they don't know the message. But believe me, people, don't be deceived by the way people look like. Don't. People are in hell while they are alive. Amen. Be it in town or in the city. So when you take the gospel, even someone who rejects the gospel and fights against you, you don't know. Something is happening in their heart. Amen. Last testimony. There was this young man. He's grown up. He was raised by Brother Banda. You know, they took him like their own son. But you know, when he became a teenager, the things the pastor was talking about, I just don't know what happened. You know, he stopped coming to church. Secretly, he started going out with his friends who were influencing him that he's a boy. He needs to. We can read Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. This is the last verse. Philippians 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So let us forget about the former things. Amen. So yesterday, someone said it is history. Amen. Tomorrow is a mystery. Amen. Because you don't know. So that is why you depend on God. You don't know what tomorrow will hold. Amen. Because we people, we are like grass. Today we are here, tomorrow we fed. Isn't it? But today is a gift. Amen. That is why it is called present. Because it's a gift. Amen. God has presented it. So let's grab the blessings the Lord has given us in today. The Lord bless you, saints. Amen.
Amen. Are you blessed?
Amen.
Those are Chronicles from Chatama. No, we've been talking about these things with Brother Nzima, and if you remember, we wanted to have a crusade in Mtenguleni, those who can remember well. But then we thought, let us install a boho in Chatama. Let us have a boho. That was in Chatama. And that kind of suspended the earlier plans we had. But when I see the testimonies which are going on there, I think Mtenguleni is ripe for a crusade. So, and the good thing is, Brother Nzima always treks. He spends, after a week, you know, he goes to Mtenguleni, just like that. And what is beautiful this time around, we won't have to get the food team from Lusaka, you know. I think there are enough foot soldiers in Chatama. So if we have a crusade in Mtenguleni, we have foot soldiers there. There's no need to say, people from Lusaka, you need to go and travel to provide support. I don't think we need that. But those who want to go and sing the great physician, you can follow us. And I trust the Lord will provide. You know, I was actually thinking, you know, Chatama may need instruments soon because they are so heavily involved in the missions. And the other time I was telling that I think we may need a separate kit just for the missions and the crusades. One, a mobile unit, you know, where you have a keyboard. A mobile unit, because I believe, the Lord willing, 2025, I think, we really want to go full-fledged into missions now that I'm full-time.